Susan. I'm leaning toward the view that cold fusion is going to become a thing, and probably a very big thing. I could be wrong, but right now I think the probabilities indicate that cold fusion is repeatable science and well on its way to being commercialized. Cold fusion was discovered in 1989 by Martin Fleischmann and Stanley Pons. That was 33 years ago. Wikipedia doesn't seem to think cold fusion is much of a thing at all. They say some have called it pathological science. I think they're not taking recent events into account. So here's my take on cold fusion as of August 10th, 2022. Fleischmann and Pons really did discover cold fusion, but in a form that was very difficult to duplicate. Other scientists tried to duplicate the results, but were mostly unsuccessful. That's where the pathological science phrase came from. But some scientists continued to investigate, and there apparently has been some recent progress made by a group of scientists associated with Brilliant Energy Organization. That's BRILLOUIN Energy. They have learned how to make cold fusion repeatable. They can now reliably start the reaction using modulation of the current supplied to the very simple cold fusion device. They run a certain amount of current through the device, and they get three times the heat they would get using an ordinary resistive heating element. And there's a reasonable chance they will be able to get more than three times the heat in the near future. Assume you could convert heat to electricity with 80% conversion efficiency. If you converted all the cold fusion heat, you would get 2.4 times the electrical energy that you put in. If you put back just enough electrical energy to keep the reaction going, you would have 1.2 times the amount of energy you put in left over, for as long as you could keep the reaction going. It's not free energy, but it's really, really cheap energy. It uses water for fuel and produces only helium and heat. It's also very clean. It produces no dangerous radiation, no dangerous radioactive elements, and no carbon footprint. Cold fusion has been demonstrated and replicated in a laboratory setting. It still needs to be commercialized, but that should be relatively simple, because the mechanism is relatively simple. Companies are working on commercializing cold fusion, even as we speak. If these efforts are successful, they will bring profound changes to planet Earth. They will destroy centralized electricity creation and distribution. Big oil will shrink dramatically. It will be possible to homestead areas of the planet that are now uninhabitable. Even the most remote homestead can have access to very cheap energy. Portable versions of this technology will revolutionize transportation. Space travel and colonization of planets will be much easier. There will be an economic boom. Of course, there will be resistance from the powers that should not be. But this is all happening when the credibility of the powers that should not be is falling dramatically. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.